All right, let's hit the trails, everybody. Virtually, at least for now. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for some e-biking inspiration, you are in the right place.
Definitely the right place.
Because today, we are diving deep.
Deep.
Into the Razorback Regional Greenway.
Yes.
This is a 40-mile paved paradise in northwest Arkansas.
It is.
I'm already picturing myself cruising those Ozark Hills, feeling the wind in my hair.
That's a great image. Yeah. It's a fantastic choice. And, you know, not just for the scenery. The Razorback Greenway is known for being incredibly accessible, well-maintained, and just perfect for e-bikers of all levels.
That's great to hear. Accessible is key for me because nothing ruins a ride faster than hitting an unexpected obstacle course.
Yeah.
So 40 miles of paved trail, we are talking serious commitment here. Where does one even begin to plan an adventure of this scale?
Well, think of it this way. The Greenway is actually made up of these smaller trails that connect seamlessly, kind of like puzzle pieces forming a bigger picture.
Right.
And you have multiple trailheads with parking along the way, so you can sort of choose your adventure based on, you know, how much time you have and your stamina. Bella Vista Lake Park and Kessler Mountain Regional Park are both pretty popular starting points.
Okay, so plenty of options to customize the experience. I'm all about that flexibility. But hold on, before I get too carried away dreaming of scenic vistas, let's talk safety. 40 miles means we are going to encounter some road crossings, and those always make me a little nervous.
Yeah, I totally get that. But the Greenway designers, they really prioritize safety, and it shows. There are clearly marked crossings, and in a lot of cases, they've actually routed the trail under or over busy roads so you can just keep those wheels rolling without having to worry.
Okay, now that's a huge relief. So if I'm going the distance, I'm going to need to know about those pit stops. Are we talking restrooms, water fountains, maybe even a mid-ride coffee break?
Yeah.
Give me the lowdown on those essential amenities.
You are in luck. The Greenway is very well equipped with amenities. You've got your restrooms, you've got water fountains, bike shops in case you need like a quick repair or an accessory.
And then, of course, a variety of restaurants and cafes to refuel.
This is starting to sound less like a trail and more like an e-biker's dreamland. But let's rewind for a moment. A project this ambitious, I mean, it didn't just materialize overnight, did it?
No, not at all. The vision for the Razorback Greenway actually started back in 2000.
Wow.
And it really is a testament to the power of community collaboration. Local communities teamed up with the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, or NWARPC, as it's known, to make this dream a reality.
So big dreams require big teamwork. Makes sense. I'm guessing funding for something like this was no small feat either.
You're absolutely right. It was a pretty remarkable public-private partnership with some significant contributions from the Walton Family Foundation and a $15 million federal grant.
Okay, that's a serious investment.
Yeah.
But how do we know it's actually been a success? What kind of impact has this trail had on the communities that it connects?
Well, there have been studies that have shown a really significant increase in both cyclist and pedestrian traffic between 2015 and 2017.
Oh, wow. So its popularity is definitely growing. And we can't forget about those economic benefits. Cycling tourism brings in a substantial amount of spending to the region, which is, you know, a win for everyone.
So it's not just a trail, it's an economic engine. And speaking of engines, I have a question about our own e-bike engine's construction. That dreaded word for any avid trail explorer. How do we avoid getting derailed by like unexpected closures or detours?
Yeah, that's where technology comes in handy. The Razorback Greenway website is really your best friend. They do a great job of keeping it updated with real-time information on closures, detours, you know, any other important alerts.
Okay, website bookmark. So we know the Greenway is made up of these interconnected trails. What are some of these puzzle pieces that, you know, e-bike enthusiasts like us would absolutely love? Give us the inside scoop.
All right, let's start in Fayetteville with the Frisco Trail.
Okay.
It's about a 3.5-mile paved path that runs alongside an active railroad line.
Whoa, wait, an active railroad line?
Yeah, you're literally biking alongside history.
That's so cool. I've never biked alongside a train before.
It's a very unique experience. Then you have the Town Branch Trail in Bentonville. It kind of meanders through the city, connecting parks, neighborhoods, businesses. It even passes by the Walmart home office.
Oh, wow, talk about a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Are there any trails that offer like a more natural escape?
Absolutely. Head to Bella Vista and you'll find the Blowing Springs Greenway.
Yeah.
Beautiful trail that takes you through these serene wooded areas and past a natural spring, hence the name.
Okay, natural spring now added to my must-see list. It's incredible how the Razorback Greenway just seamlessly blends nature and history and urban exploration. It's like the perfect mix.
Yeah, you got it. And let's not forget those panoramic Ozark views. They're just breathtaking.
Speaking of breathtaking, we've touched on the economic impact, but I'm curious to dive a little bit deeper. You mentioned the Walton Family Foundation's research.
Hmm.
What did their findings reveal about the Greenway's return on investment?
Well, their research found that in 2017 alone, cycling generated over $137 million in economic benefits for Northwest Arkansas. And that includes everything from, you know, direct spending on bikes and equipment to tourism-related expenses.
$137 million.
Yeah.
That's not just a ripple effect. That's a tidal wave of economic activity.
It really is. And then you factor in those indirect benefits like increased property values and job creation and improved health outcomes.
It's incredible how a trail can create such a positive chain reaction.
Yeah.
So we've covered the scenic beauty, the history, the cultural attractions, and the economic impact of the Razorback Greenway. What about the personal impact?
Yeah.
What can our listeners expect to gain from this experience?
I think on a personal level, the Razorback Greenway offers this sense of connection,
okay,
both to the natural world and to the communities that it passes through. Imagine, you know, riding through those diverse landscapes, feeling the wind in your hair, breathing in that fresh air.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to clear your mind, reduce stress, and just reconnect with yourself.
That sounds incredibly therapeutic.
Yeah.
And I love that it's not just about solo exploration. You've mentioned, you know, encountering other people on the trail.
Oh, absolutely. You'll see fellow cyclists, walkers, runners, families enjoying the trail. It's a chance to strike up conversations, share stories, feel a sense of belonging.
I love that. A sense of community fostered by a shared love for the outdoors and, you know, active living. And let's not forget those health benefits. Cycling is fantastic for your cardiovascular health, strengthens muscles, boosts your mood.
Yeah, it's a win-win on every level.
This deep dive into the Razorback Regional Greenway has been truly inspiring. But before we wrap up this section, let's zoom out for a moment and consider the bigger picture.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Greenway really is a shining example of what can be achieved when communities come together.
Okay.
With a shared vision, dedication, and a little bit of ingenuity.
What are the key takeaways for our listeners? Why should they add the Razorback Regional Greenway to their e-biking bucket list?
I think the Razorback Regional Greenway is a shining example of what a well-planned and executed trail can achieve. It's a testament to community collaboration, sustainable development, and the power of active living.
Beautifully said. And with that, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll delve into some must-see spots and hidden gems along the Razorback Greenway that will take your e-biking adventure to the next level.
Sounds good. Welcome back. I am excited to dive into some specific highlights along the Razorback Greenway. You know, we've touched on a few trails already, but there's so much more to discover.
Okay, spill the beans. I'm ready to map out my dream e-bike itinerary.
What are some must-see spots that'll make this adventure truly unforgettable?
All right, well, let's start up north at Bella Vista Lake Park.
Okay.
It is a fantastic starting point with this stunning lake surrounded by lush greenery. Imagine, you know, cruising along the water's edge, feeling that cool breeze on your face.
Bella Vista Lake Park, it is officially on the list. What's next on our virtual tour?
As you head south, you'll pass through Bentonville, and you absolutely have to check out the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Oh, yes, Crystal Bridges. I've heard so much about it. But how does an art museum fit into an e-biking adventure?
Well, get this. The trail actually winds through the museum grounds.
You can admire the architecture and the sculptures as you ride. It's a really unique way to experience art and nature together.
Wait, so we can literally ride our e-bikes through an art museum's property?
You got it.
That's amazing. I am already picturing myself cruising past installations with the wind in my hair.
It's a must do. And speaking of Bentonville, the downtown scene is super e-bike friendly. Plenty of places to park, grab a bite to eat, and just soak up that local vibe.
Bentonville check. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
This trail really does offer something for everyone. What else is there to explore?
If you keep heading south, you'll come across Lake Springdale.
Okay.
It's a popular spot for all sorts of activities. Fishing, kayaking, picnicking, a perfect place to take a break from riding and enjoy some time by the water.
Okay, so we can add lakeside relaxation to our list of Greenway experiences. Love that we're covering all the bases here. Anything else that history buffs like myself would appreciate?
Oh, for sure. For a dose of history, make sure to stop at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. It's right on the trail, and it's packed with these fascinating stories and artifacts from the region's past. You'll gain a whole new perspective on Northwest Arkansas.
I am all about those historical detours.
Yeah.
Okay, this is shaping up to be an epic e-biking adventure. But, you know, we've mentioned Fayetteville a few times now, and I have to ask, What makes it such a cycling haven?
Fayetteville has truly embraced cycling as a way of life. They have dedicated bike lanes, bike-friendly businesses, a supportive community. It all comes together to create this amazing cycling culture.
And they even hosted the UCI World Cyclocross Championships, right?
Exactly. That's no small feat. But it really speaks to the city's commitment to cycling. And while you're in Fayetteville, don't miss Lake Fayetteville and the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks.
Okay.
More opportunities for, you know, those off-the-bike adventures.
Okay. I'm definitely sensing some detours in my future. So much to see. So much to explore. You know, you mentioned that the Razorback Greenway seamlessly connects these smaller trails, creating this incredible 40-mile corridor. Mm. And we've touched on the economic impact, but I'm curious, did the developers anticipate this level of success?
It's hard to say for sure, but I think they knew they were onto something special. The vision was always to create more than just a trail. It was about creating a destination and experience that would benefit the entire region.
And they certainly achieved that. I'm curious about the Walton Family Foundation's role in all this. We know they were major funders, but did their involvement go beyond, like, financial support?
Absolutely. They didn't just write a check and walk away. They brought in experts in trail design, community engagement, economic development. Their goal was to ensure that the Greenway was a sustainable and impactful project for the long haul.
That's amazing. It's so much more than just like a feel-good story. It's a model for how to do community development, right?
Yeah.
So we've talked about the economic benefits, the tourism, the health aspects, but there's something else that I think is really important here, the social impact.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Razorback Greenway isn't just about getting from point A to point B.
Right.
It's about connecting with your community, with nature, with yourself.
That's beautifully said. Tell me more about that sense of connection. What have you observed or experienced personally on the Greenway?
Well, think about it. You're sharing this amazing space with people from all walks of life. You got families out for a leisurely ride, seasoned cyclists pushing their limits, commuters zipping to work. It's a melting pot of, you know, ages, backgrounds, interests, and yet everyone is connected by this shared experience.
It really is a microcosm of society united by a love for the outdoors and a desire to be active.
Yeah.
And I imagine that creates opportunities for conversations, for shared moments, for a sense of belonging.
Exactly. And I think that's something we all crave, especially in today's world.
Okay, so we've explored the highlights, the history, the impact. I think it's safe to say that the Razorback Regional Greenway has earned its place on any e-biker's bucket list. But before we move on, I want to touch on something we briefly mentioned earlier, e-bikes and their various classes.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to our listeners who are planning their own Greenway adventure?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's always crucial to check the local trail rules to ensure that Class 1 e-bikes, which are pedal assist only, are allowed. The Razorback Greenway is designed for Class 1 e-bikes, so you should be good to go.
That's good to know. And speaking of being prepared, what are some essential tips for tackling a 40-mile e-bike ride? What should our listeners keep in mind?
Well, first and foremost, make sure your e-bike is fully charged and ready to go. You don't want to run out of battery power halfway through your adventure.
Right. That's definitely e-biking 101. What else should we pack?
Well, packing plenty of water is essential, especially on warmer days. Staying hydrated is crucial for any outdoor activity, but even more so when you're exerting yourself on an e-bike.
I can already feel myself getting thirsty just thinking about it. What about snacks?
Snacks are a great idea. Pack some energy bars, trail mix, or fruit to keep your energy levels up. And don't forget a basic repair kit. You never know when you might get a flat tire or need to make a minor adjustment to your bike.
Those are all great tips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel like a seasoned e-bike adventurer already.
Fantastic. Remember, preparation is key to a successful and enjoyable e-biking experience. And now that we've covered the basics, let's move on to some more advanced tips and insights.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the Razorback Regional Greenway. I'm ready for those advanced tips you mentioned. What can elevate our Greenway game from, you know, casual cruiser to e-bike pro?
Okay, let's talk strategy. 40 miles is a decent stretch, even with the pedal assist. Are there any sections of the Greenway that are, like, particularly e-bike friendly? Or maybe areas where we might want to conserve battery power?
You're thinking like a pro already. Now, most of the Greenway is pretty smooth sailing for e-bikes, but there are some sections that can be a bit more challenging. For example, if you're planning on exploring the mountain biking trails that are accessible from the Greenway, those sections can be more hilly and demanding. So you'll want to make sure your battery is up to the task.
Good point. So maybe save those off-road adventures for when we've got a full charge. What about those must-have apps or gadgets? Anything that can enhance like the e-biking experience on the Greenway.
Oh, for sure. There are a few apps that can be super helpful for navigating the Greenway. I recommend downloading the Greenway's official app. It's a great resource for maps, points of interest, and real-time trail conditions.
Okay, I'm all about those digital tools.
Yeah.
Anything else that, like, tech-savvy e-bikers might appreciate?
Yeah, if you're into tracking your rides, there are some great fitness apps that can help you monitor your distance, speed, elevation gain, and even calories burned. It's a fun way to kind of challenge yourself and see how you progress over time.
Oh, I like that.
A little friendly competition. Never hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the bigger picture. We've explored the Greenway's impact on the economy, on tourism, on the community. What about its environmental impact?
That's an important aspect to consider. The Greenway has been a game changer in terms of promoting sustainable transportation. By encouraging people to choose e-bikes over cars, it's helping to reduce traffic congestion and greenhouse gas emissions.
So it's not just good for our bodies, it's good for the planet too.
Right.
I love that. It makes me think about the legacy of the Razorback Regional Greenway. What lessons can other communities learn from its success? What advice would you give to those who are inspired to create similar spaces in their own backyards?
I think the biggest takeaway is the power of collaboration. The Greenway is a shining example of what can happen when communities, organizations, and individuals come together with a shared vision. Don't be afraid to reach out to your local government, community groups, and businesses. You'd be surprised how many people are passionate about creating spaces that promote health, well-being, and a connection to nature.
That's so true. And, you know, thinking back on everything we've discussed today, the Razorback Regional Greenway is more than just a trail. It's a symbol of progress, of innovation, of a community that values its natural beauty and the well-being of its citizens.
You've captured it perfectly. It's a true testament to the power of human ingenuity and the unwavering belief that we can create a better world for ourselves and for generations to come.
And with that inspiring thought, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the Razorback Regional Greenway. I hope you've enjoyed this e-biking adventure as much as we have.
Me too. It's been a blast.
We've covered a lot of ground, from breathtaking scenery and historical detours to those essential e-bike tips and tricks. If you're looking for an unforgettable e-biking experience that blends nature, culture, and community, the Razorback Regional Greenway should be at the top of your list.
Absolutely. And remember, no matter where you choose to ride, always check those local trail rules to ensure you're riding safely and responsibly.
Until next time, happy trails, everyone.